6 and Matthew 5, 6 and 7, if you study it doctrinally, would be the constitution of the kingdom, the millennial kingdom. And that's where some of those verses fit that are really tough for us to make sense out of. But practically speaking, it's for reproof, for correction, instruction, and righteousness that we can use today. That's what I'm going to do with one of these verses this morning. The Lord said in Matthew 6:33, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things, other stuff that you have to have, clothes, food, stuff, shall be added unto you." Now, verse 34, what I want you to see this morning. "Take therefore no thought for the morrow." We would say tomorrow. Tomorrow and the next day. "For the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." You know what the Lord was saying in that verse? He's saying, look, you got plenty enough to deal with today. Live today, today, and live tomorrow, tomorrow. I want to preach this morning on the subject, living one day at a time. This will help you if you'll listen to me. Living one day at a time. The Lord said, take no thought for the tomorrow. For the tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient today is the evil thereof. Let me say, He was not saying, and He did not mean, that we're not supposed to work or prepare for tomorrow. He did not say we're not supposed to get our bills paid up and plan. The old preacher said, you're supposed to work like you're going to be here forever and live like you could die tonight. That's what the Lord was saying. What He was saying was, there ain't no use getting yourself all worked up into a frenzy about what you got to do tomorrow. You live today. You live today. I have met people that's always telling me about what God used to do and the good old days and how wonderful life used to be before everything got so mixed up. And then I have met other people that's always, I'm going to get in there, preacher. You can count on me. When I get this done, I'm going to get in there. They're always in the past or in the future. But the Lord said, live today. Live today. If I could just get that little truth in your head this morning, live today. Live today today. We'll live tomorrow when? Tomorrow. But we can't live it till it gets here. We got to live one day at a time. Now, let me say a few things about that. How do we do that? How do we live one day at a time? Number one, we look to the Lord today. I'll encourage you today, look to the Lord today. The Bible said, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Now, things are bad, people. Things are bad, and they're getting worse. And tonight, I'm going to show you how close we are to the trumpet sounding. And the Lord coming back. You don't want to miss tonight's service. Things are bad. Worldwide, wars and rumors of wars. It seems like every time you turn around, there's another war breaking out somewhere in another country. Fighting, killing. That's all you see. That's all you hear on the news. Pestilences. Like the Bible said, there's disease and famine. They said one-third of the world went to bed hungry last night. One-third of the world went to bed full last night, and the other third went to bed starving last night. Famine all over this world. And then there's deserting Bible morals and principles all over this world. There's never been a time when people have just turned their back on what that book said and said, we're rewriting morality and we're making new rules. We're redefining marriage. We're redefining morality. It's now everything's changed. I'm telling you, things are bad. I mean, things are getting worse. What are we going to do? Somebody said the world's getting better. Our kids this week told me that the schools over here, they said the schools down in Gastonia, school in Charlotte, little schools, middle schools, had to shut down or go on lockdown this past Friday for the fear that they are having and threats they're receiving of somebody coming in shooting up. Just little kids' schools. Used to be like that. We used to have no school locked down. I mean, brother, we had principals in our school, and they took care of things. Don't tell me this world's getting better. It's, you got more locks on your doors now than you've ever had. Or you better have. And, brother, this world's got worse and worse and worse. The leader of Iran this week, you've seen that statement, unbelievable, come out on the news and said Israel will be gone in 25 years. How many heard about that? He said Israel will be gone. We'll wipe them from the face of the earth in 25 years. What's the United States' response to that? We give them $150 billion. And they'll wind up making weapons out of it and will regret. Yes, sir. You think this world ain't bad? This world is bad. I've got good news for you this morning. We can look around and it looks bad everywhere. But we can look to Him today. I'm looking to Him today to take care of me. Think about it, what He's already done for us. We woke up this morning. You didn't wake yourself up. He woke you up. Ladies and gentlemen, He let your heart beat. You can't make your heart beat one time. Every time it beats, it's Him making it. He's got the motor running. Makes your heart beat. He let our lungs work. And brother, I mean, He let our ears hear. I think about it all the time. When I'm running, another day, me and Marley were running up the road, and we were coming up the road like that, and I heard something going behind me, and I thought, isn't it neat how you can hear? And I knew, you said, couldn't you tell? I knew it was a truck. I knew it was a big truck. I not only knew something was coming, I knew it was a truck. I not only knew it was a truck, I knew it was a big truck. I could just tell it was a UPS truck. And I could tell there's a big truck coming up behind me. How did my ears learn how to distinguish? That all evolved, you know. Being able to distinguish sound just evolved while our ears decided they're going to grow out on the side of a tadpole's head. And you know, they turned into a person. That just evolved, you know. Let me ask you a question. Which evolved first, your appetite or your digestive system? Did you learn how to eat first, digest it, and evolve to digest it? Or did your digestive system just evolve by itself before you ever had any food? You ever think about stuff like that? I mean, I think about all kinds of stuff like that. Why would you evolve a digestive system, Charles Darwin, if you never could eat? And how could you eat without a digestive system? It gets hurting in there after a while. I'm telling you what, brother, the Lord gave it to you. The Lord gave it to us this morning. Jesus up in heaven, He woke us up. He let us hear. He let us see. He let us hear the choir sing. You realize this morning that people would come from miles around just to hear the choir sing. Somebody mentioned a prayer meeting the other night. They said, you don't hear singing like this. I mean, we're used to it. We've done it all our life. And they said in other parts of the country, they just don't have old-fashioned, old-time religion singing like this we have here. I'm telling you, we need to look to the Lord today. Look to Him today. Look to Him today. Get you a blessing today, brother. I read the paper the other day, heard on the news, 10 people were shot in Charlotte over Memorial Day weekend. 10 people shot. 10 shootings just in Charlotte. They don't report all the rapes on the college campuses because they won't keep people send the kids there and give them their money. They keep all that hidden, quieting down. I'm telling you, this world's bad, but thank God me and you can live one day at a time. I don't know what you're going to do, but I ain't going to sit all day today worrying about next week. I'm going to look to the Lord today. Secondly, this morning, we need to lean on the Lord today. Lean on the Lord today. You say, boy, I remember Mama used to trust the Lord. Well, I know, and me and you can trust Him today. You say, boy, the old-time preachers had faith. Yes, they did. Thank God for it. And guess what? We got the same God they had. We got the same God that Abraham had when he's going to sacrifice his son on the mountain. We've got the same God Moses had when he got water out of the rock. He ain't gone on vacation. He ain't asleep. He's alive and well. On the throne, thank God. And we can lean on Him today. Let me ask you a question. Did God rule the universe before you got here?
Will he rule it after you're gone? He sure will. What are we worried about today for? I think if he handled it for 1 million years before we got here, and he'll handle it 100 million years after we're gone, I believe he can take care of it today. We need to lean on the Lord today. Lean on him today. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what kind of mess you're in here this morning. I promise you one thing. You can't pay one bill sitting at home worrying. You can't wring in your hands. Ain't going to put a penny in your pocket. I tell you what you can do. You can lean on him. Like I'm leaning on this, lean on the Lord. Lean on Him. You can lean on Him this morning. There's no education in this world like learning how to trust God and trust in the Lord. And somebody said stormy weather reminds us that we're really not in charge of anything. That's true. When you see a big storm come up, man, I seen one the other day, sky got black. I said, oh boy, and all of a sudden, it raining drops that big. You know what that proves? We're in charge of nothing. Ain't nothing you can do to stop that. Ain't nothing you can do to stop the stuff that's coming except just lean on the Lord today. Brother Wayne told a story the other night, been on my heart ever since, about Dr. Percy Ray. And a condensed version of the story right quick is, many of you remember Dr. Percy Ray down there in Myrtle, Mississippi. Run their camp meeting down there for many, many years, blessing the thousands and thousands of people. And he said one of the meetings, they didn't have any food. He was there, right, Brother Wayne? I think I remember it right. He said they was on a meeting, and they feed them 3 times a day, breakfast, dinner, and supper. And he said one day they didn't have no meat. They didn't have any meat. They had vegetables. They had stuff to drink. They had iced tea and stuff, but no meat. And they couldn't afford none, didn't have none. And the money hadn't come in. And he said, old Percy Ray got up there and prayed. If you never met Percy Ray, he was an odd kind of a fella. A different kind of a guy. He talked like this, kind of scratchy, like that. And he lived years and years and never did even get married and just served God all of his life. I mean, an unusual man with unusual touch and power of God on his life. And he said, I want everybody to pray. We don't have no meat. And he said, we need some meat. He said, I'm going to pray for it right now. And he said, we need some chicken. And he said, Lord, we ain't got no meat for this crowd to eat. God, you know they're hungry. And God, we need some meat. Would you please send us some? And he said, Lord, I prefer chicken. And he said, but you send us meat to eat. And boy, they prayed that. And he said, they had somebody preach, somebody else preach, somebody else preach. And he said it wasn't long until somebody came running in. Dr. Ray was sitting there and whispered something in his ear. Somebody else came in, whispered something in his ear. And you know what happened? They said there's a truck coming through. Man driving a big old truck. And the truck tore up on him. And his motor stalled. And he's out there in the middle of the country in Mississippi. And the truck motor tore up. And it just quit on him. He couldn't get it started. And the man come in. And he said, can I use your telephone? And they said, why? He said, they didn't have cell phones. He said, I need to call my boss man. So he called the boss. He said, I'm broke down out here in the middle of nowhere. He said, what am I going to do? And the boss said, all of our service trucks are out or something. We can't get nobody down there for 3 or 4 hours. And the man said, what do you want me to do with all this chicken? It was a refrigerated truck loaded full of frozen chicken. And he said, it's going to freeze. It's going to fall out. We ain't got the car won't start. The motor won't run. The refrigerator. He said, I don't know. Give it away. And he walked in the office and said, would you people like some chicken? He said, we sure would. And I'm telling you, brother, they brought it in and fried it up. And I said, that ain't no accident. That's God in heaven taking care of His people. I'm telling you tonight, God's the same God tonight, today, as He was when Dr. Percy Ray called on Him. He's the same God as He was when I got saved and you got saved. He's the same God as when He made the world. Hallelujah. He ain't forgot about you neither. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He's still on the throne this morning. God's alive. Learn to lean on Him today. You say, well, Brother Danny, what can I do? Pray and learn to lean on Him. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him. And He shall direct thy paths. I said, learn to lean on Him. Number 3, we need to love Him today. We need to love Him today. Do you love Him today? Amen. I heard about this preacher, or he wasn't a preacher then, he was an artist. And he was drawing a picture of the natives in Uganda.
and he was painting this picture, and he was a Christian, and he got under conviction. And this old boy sat down there and he's painting this that picture, and he's painting the heathen, and he's painting a picture of people starving and the kids in Africa and everything, and all of a sudden his heart just smote him, and he went like that and he threw that brush down and he said, instead of painting the heathen, I'm going to go save them. And he left everything he had and become a missionary to Africa and used his life to serve the Lord Jesus Christ. It's not enough for us to just say, oh, them poor people out there dying, going to hell. I mean, Brother Will, just say, quit painting them and go try to reach some of them. We're coming up on the best time of the year to do that. He threw down his brush and went to Africa. We're not just to love in word, but in deed and in truth. That's why we go on bus route every Saturday. That's why we visit those bus kids. That's why we can't give up. That's why we can't let them sit. That's why we can't. Listen, when I seen them kids walking in there this morning, lady back there called me yesterday evening, and she was all tore up having some problems. Hope you don't mind me saying that. And we visited her yesterday. I said, the bus will come get you if you'll come to church. And she come walking in this morning. She done got help. Raise your hand back there, Deanna. That girl right there. Hey, man, just because we visited her yesterday, and she rode the bus. You know what? You can't put a price on that. You cannot put a price on it. Love him today. Love him today. Love him today. Serve him today. I read about Dr. Harry Ironside, and Dr. Ironside, when he was just a little boy, got a job in a cobbler's shop. That's repairing shoes. You know, they don't have them in them no more. And when he was young, listen to all this, young people, he had to work weekends, Saturdays, and evenings for his widowed mother to help ends meet. Some of you about die if your daddy asks you to mow the grass or weed eat. Some of you about have a heart attack and mama asks you to clean up your room. He had to work evenings and weekends and Saturdays just to help his mama feed the rest of the family. That's one thing wrong with this generation. We're spoiled, rotten brats. Don't know what work is. So, it'll ruin you. But anyway, he worked hard. And when he worked, he did it for the Lord. And he beat them, that leather, they beat it or something, dry it and stretch it, put it in them shoes. And he said, I'll make these shoes right. And he said, he put tracks in the boxes, and every time he shipped out a box somewhere, he put tracks in them, and he shipped them out, and he had reports of people getting saved because of those tracks that he sent out. And you know what his boss told him? He said, listen, he said, when I get to heaven, I want to meet this big pile of shoes and say, God, I was nothing but a shoe cobbler, but I did my very best for your glory. Boy, what a testimony. You know, we don't have that attitude in our generation anymore. Our generation, just do the least we can get by with. Just halfway do it, heck with it. That's why you want to go live it up for the weekend, forget your job. But boy, if you look at your job like I'm serving the Lord, when you wash them dishes, lady, you're not saying, good night, I have to do all the housework. Just think, God's given me food to dirty these dishes, and I'm serving Him by washing these dishes. I'm serving Him running this vacuum cleaner. I'm serving Him mowing the grass. I'm doing what I can for the glory of God. I told you about that video the other night, and I think Andy has some copies of it back there this morning. If you can't get it this morning, I would strongly urge everybody here to watch that documentary video called The Dropbox. Strongly. It's about a pastor in Korea. This pastor's in Seoul, Korea. Nasty old filthy town. And brother, they're in Seoul, Korea. He said, on an old cold night, some girl had a baby and she didn't want to raise it or couldn't raise it on drugs or something and left it laying out in front of church. It becomes so common in Korea that he built what he calls a drop box. And in the side door of their church, he built a little drop, and it's called Baby Drop Box. And you open the door and put the baby inside there. It's so common in Korea. You ought to watch that thing. I'm telling you, tear you up. You talk about making you want to do something for the Lord, thanking God for what He's done for you. He's got 3 or 4 copies up this morning. We'll make some more. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. He said there's been 354 babies dropped in that box. When they don't have an abortion, they can't raise them or don't want them, and you wouldn't believe, hey, they've raised 15 kids. Him and his wife, and he's getting up in years. And you know what? You say, well, I wouldn't waste my life fooling with a bunch of little kids. And a lot of them have, they're physically or mentally impaired, and it just takes a lot of work, and it's hard on him. And brother, that man, you know what he said? He said, you know what made me want to adopt these kids? Because the Lord adopted me one day. He said, the Lord took me in, an old good-for-nothing dog, and I ought to be good to these kids. Listen, people, that man is no fool. That man is no fool. They got a house full of kids, but brother, you wait till they get on the other side. Love the Lord today. Do something for Him today. Find your little kids back there and give them a dollar like somebody did a while ago. I mean, do something for God. Amen. You know what our philosophy is now? When we do something or go somewhere, how will this hurt or help me? How will this benefit me? What am I going to get out of this? Number 4, and I'm done. Live for the Lord today. Nothing we can do about yesterday. All its failures, all the mess we made yesterday is gone. Over. Never can do it again. But we can live for the Lord today. Better knock on doors today. Better visit today. Better pray today. Pray today. Go home this evening and pray. Spend some time with God. Schedule some time for the Lord this week and honor God, and He'll bless you for it. I read about Bill Borden, who was a missionary to China. He's come from a rich family, that Borden family. And he come from a rich family. You know what his family told him? They said, you're crazy. You're wasting your life going to preach in China? What's wrong with you? And he went, and he didn't get to stay long, and preached and got a disease, an oriental disease, and died. And when they come to his bedside, they said right before he died, he had scribbled down on a little piece of paper. And he scribbled on this little piece of paper these 3 things. No reserve, no retreat, and no regrets. Man died like that, he didn't waste his life. No reserve, no retreats, and no regrets. I challenge everybody in here, make up your mind, you're going to get busy and live for the Lord today. And when your time comes, say, no reserve, no retreats, and no regrets. I've done what God gave me to do. I was thinking yesterday, many of you heard about, I get some unwanted publicity from time to time, and I ain't trying to. I get people all the time calling my house. Some guy from Omaha, Nebraska called me the other day. He was, you wouldn't believe the stuff he was telling me about arguing with his professor about evolution and stuff, and I get called from different places. Well, somebody called me and they said, Danny, said that somebody has put your preaching on the Huffington Post. I never heard of the Huffington Post. Didn't know what it was. Didn't want to know. Didn't sound like no Bible-believing outfit to me. And so I had no desire. And they said, it's a big, worldwide, Hollywood, New York, worldwide news, something or another, on the internet. And they've got you on there. And I said, why? Well, somebody, you know, when I preached on that cartoon, they put out a wicked, filthy, blasphemous cartoon about God, the Father, putting a gun to his head and blowing his brains out and kids burning their parents to death, and I preached against it. God have mercy on a preacher that wouldn't preach against something like that. He ain't much of a preacher. And they put on the Huffington Post, watch this preacher lose his mind over a cartoon. And they said, I didn't understand it, and it was like, yeah, I understand it plenty. They're the ones that didn't understand. You say, well, they hate you, Brother Danny? Yeah, listen, I'd worry about myself if they spoke favorably of me. When that crowd out there speaks favorably of you, you're full of the devil.
Listen, I wouldn't want them to brag on me. Something wrong with you if this world likes you. And of course, you know, it hurt my feelings a little bit. And they said, man, because all the people all over the world laughing at me, preacher loses his mind. And guess what? I got my own opinion about who's lost their mind. Anybody make a cartoon about God killing himself, lost their mind? Never did have one. Well, yesterday I got a phone call, and it was the other day, and I called her back. A lady in Pennsylvania. This lady said, Mr. Castle, she said, I listen to you preach all the time. She said, I just so enjoy it. And y'all singing, she said, we just can't find that up here in Pennsylvania. It just can't find it. And I said, I preached in Pennsylvania. She said, where? I said, Erie, Pennsylvania. And whoever named it, brother, hit the nail on the blessed head, I'm telling you. It's cloudy all the time. And that's where they send you if you got allergic to the sun, brother. Go live in Erie, Pennsylvania. Really. It's cloudy like 200 something days a year because all that lake effect snow and rain comes off the Great Lakes. And I began to talk to her, and you know what she said? She said, I love y'all preaching. She said, I listen to it all the time. She said, I want to be a blessing to you. She said, I know you was going to camp here and trying to raise money for kids, and I know that's already passed, but I want to help. I told her about the bus drive. I told her about the camp meeting. I told her about winter camp. And she said, okay, I want to help. And she said, I'm going to send you $500. I said, praise the Lord, sister. I really appreciate that. And I said, keep listening. I thank you. And I said, by the way, how did you even know who I was? She said, a friend of mine got me, and she said, look at this preacher here. And it was that Huffington Post thing. Said, the preacher lost his mind. She said, I watched it. And she said, I love that guy. He knows what he's talking about. So thank God the reprobate Huffington Post got $500 sent in here for the camp meeting. Hallelujah. Amen. That's how the Lord works. I've seen him do that over and over and over and over again. Hey, if he can use Pharaoh to pay Moses' diaper bill and take care of baby Moses, he can use the Huffington reprobates to pay our bills. Say amen. You can't lose. Live for the Lord today. Live for the Lord today. I sure am glad I preached that sermon. Sure I'm glad I lost my mind that day. The Bible said we have the mind of Christ. It'll make you look at things right. Let me ask you one question and I'm through. You know when you need to get saved, if you're not saved, today. You need to get saved today. The rest of y'all need to live for the Lord today. Lean on the Lord today. Look to the Lord today. Love the Lord today. If you're here not saved, you need to get saved today. I wouldn't walk out that door. I'm going to tell you. Have y'all heard about all the stuff that's supposed to happen next week? Not this week, but week after next. You heard about all that stuff? Be here tonight at 6 o'clock. That Jewish feast holidays, the 500 days ends, the big comet going to hit the world and blow it all up. I don't necessarily believe that. I don't believe that. But you wouldn't believe the stuff they're saying is going to happen the last week of September. The fourth blood moon. All the popes coming. Never before in history to address the United Nations, our Congress, ever. Never happened that week. Clock's ticking. If you're not saved, get saved now, today. Because tomorrow is liable to be too late. So the Lord said, take no thought for tomorrow. You're saved today. Let's stand with our heads bowed and eyes closed. Every head bowed and every eye closed. Our heads are bowed and eyes are closed this morning. No one's talking, no one's moving, no one's looking around. I ask you two questions this morning. If you're a Christian here this morning, say, Brother Danny, I need to do better. I need to do right. I need to